About 1,000 people are involved in the search and rescue effort at the Pentagon. Police, fire, and military personnel are involved, trying to shore up the building, clean out the rubble, and look for remains. Operations were suspended last night when the fire flared up again. NPR's Snigdha Prakash is just outside the Pentagon. Is the fire still going on?
No, Bob. The fire has been put out. It has been put out. It was, however, small. We understand that there are still hot spots in the building, that there are places where heat is still trapped, places where, as I say, the fire is still smoldering, and fire remains a present risk, but it is not burning at this time.
Has there been any progress in recovering remains?
I have no new information to give you about this, Bob. We know that remains are being recovered constantly around the clock. The only official information we have so far is that 70 bodies have been recovered.
What new information do you have about the efforts there at the Pentagon?
We heard from many people this morning, from fire, police, military units who are working inside the Pentagon. And here's the picture that emerges. It appears that the efforts inside are very slow and very painstaking. The main risk that they are trying to avoid is that the walls of the fire-affected parts of the Pentagon don't cave in on themselves. We understand that the primary focus of their efforts right now is to shore up the walls of the Pentagon, to clear out the rubble, to make way for rescuers to go in and begin to identify bodies and remove body parts. So it's a very slow process.
And what are they saying about their work?
Well, Bob, what they're saying is not pretty. As you might imagine, it's a grim task. We heard this morning from about a dozen 18, 19, 20-year-old soldiers whose normal job is to serve as a ceremonial unit. They march at presidential parades. This week, they've been called upon to go in and help clear out the rubble and, as they put it, spray paint or tape around body parts to alert FBI and police personnel to the fact that they've been located. I'd like to just relate to you the words of one of the soldiers, a 21-year-old, who said that it was beyond his worst nightmare. He said he had found people who had clearly, who had been at their desks at work. Right next to them were pictures of their families, their wives, their children. It's a heartbreaking scene.
NPR's Snigdha Prakash near the Pentagon.